got to ring the bell today. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hypnosis Etc. with Meredith Locker today. I get to be Cal. How exciting, huh? How do I look as Cal, everybody? So today I have a very, very special guest, and I'm going to tell you who it is in just a minute. I'm going to leave it as a little bit of a surprise. But first, I want to say that if you are watching this anywhere else other than calbanion.com, definitely go there now, because right down here, just like Cal does, you're going to find all the links, all of the email addresses, all of the web addresses that you need, anything that we talk about on this show. There's going to be a synopsis of it, and it's so much easier to follow when you've got all that information there for you. Definitely check out Cal's other websites. Hypnosis.org is where you can find everything that you need, all of the supplies, all of the class information, all kinds of information. But if you really are looking for class information, the place to go is hypnosiscenter.com. That is where it really all is. And we are definitely looking for more questions for future podcasts. So if you guys have questions, have comments, anything at all, we love to get the information. So please do either email it to me directly, you can email it to Cal directly, or you can please go to ourhypnospace.com, which is such a fun place to get involved and to get into all kinds of groups and find out all kinds of information. And you can go there to the Ask Cal group, and you can actually post your questions right on there, which is where we tend to go first to get our questions, other than, of course, our live streaming. And so today, again, we're doing live chat through ourhypnospace.com. Totally excited about it. And our special guest, this is her first time appearing when we've done the live screening, so she's very excited about that. And so do pay attention, to those updates that we send in the future. We're going to be letting you guys know when we're going to be filming, when we're going to be posting, you know, in the live chat room, so that you can join us live and post your questions and comments live, and we'll go ahead and cover them right there on the show. But today we've got a special topic, and we've got a special person with us. We've got Maureen Banyan. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Meredith.
How is it going?
Wonderful.
Great. Well, Maureen, I don't know how many of you guys know her. Most anybody who knows Cal knows the brains behind the mad scientist Cal. Maureen is amazing. She is a beautiful woman inside and out, and she really runs the Banyan Hypnosis Center. She is involved in all of the management of it. She also is a clinical hypnotherapist, so, you know, she's got that behind her as well, but she's an experienced manager and executive. She's run a company with over 2,500 employees. 2,500 employees. How many of you can say that you've done the same? She is amazing. She's now the general manager and director of admissions at the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Inc. in Tustin, California. It's a California State Registered School of Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy. And so she's the one that makes all of this stuff happen behind the scenes. She really works hard to make Cal look good and to get lots and lots of people trained and educated. She's the person that typically people go to when they have questions about the technical issues. And so today she's here to share all of that information about how to answer the phone, how to handle the scheduling, all of the nitty-gritty details like that. And I want to give a special thanks to Pia from Denmark, who submitted this request. She asked if, you know, Maureen would come on and do this special show so that we could all get a little bit of an update, a little brushing up as to how we can best answer the phones and service our clients' needs. And so I'm going to turn it over to you, Maureen. Hello, hello.
Hi, Meredith. Well, thank you for such a wonderful introduction. You know, since Cal isn't here to introduce you, I'm going to make sure that everybody knows a little bit about you, too. Now, for those of you who are new to this program, Meredith is really a real hypnosis one percenter. She's a five-pather and seven-path teacher, and she was a psychotherapist before and has a master's degree in psychology. Now, she has worked at the Banyan Hypnosis Center, and Cal has supervised her work and just knows that she is just excellent. So if you're in the LA area, she is the one you should consider to see first. And you can find out more about Meredith at her website, which is yourpathhypnosiscenter.com. Again, it's yourpathhypnosiscenter.com. Okay, Meredith, let's, you know, start off with the questions.
All right, but first I want to make a little correction. I called Maureen a clinical hypnotherapist, and I don't really know where that came from because that's not her actual designation. She's a certified hypnotherapist, and that I saw the C. You have no idea how much I'm looking at here between the chat room and all of that, and somehow clinical just came out. So I want to retract that. She's a certified hypnotherapist. There we go. And so now getting started with the questions, Maureen. Now the first question that Pia sent in, you know, she wanted to know, how do you answer the question when someone asks, Maureen, how much does it cost?
Well, this is a tricky one. And most people, you know, this is something that I talk about in our classes all the time. I give a 1 hour talk about this, usually in our certification course. And this is the one that, you know, you have to be very careful. When people call, most of the time when people call about sessions and information about it, first thing they will ask is how much and how long, because they have no idea what to ask. So if you answer those questions immediately, you don't have control of the call. And this is what I suggest. And I've trained all our receptionists in the last 12, 13 years on how to do this. When people call, you know, and another thing too is people forget. When you're greeting, how you answer the phone is also very important. So usually, you know, when I answer the phone at the Banyan Hypnosis Center, I do it this way. Thank you for calling the Banyan Hypnosis Center. This is Maureen. How can I help you succeed today? And that is usually, you know, a nice icebreaker. And people will say, well, how much are your sessions? So in order to not lose the call right away, I go into just asking them, what kind of issues would you like me to help you with? And then let them tell you what needs, you know, they want help with. Then based on their answer, I just tell them, if somebody says, you know, I would like to lose weight, well, I will always come back with, great, I can help you with that. And typically it takes about, you know, 5 to 6 sessions on average, because the work that we do is a systematic approach. And then I tell them how long the sessions usually last, an hour to an hour and a half. And we usually schedule the sessions about, you know, a week apart. And basically what I'm trying to do is give them a lot of information about what I will give them if they come in to see me before I tell them a price. And, you know, so that's what I do. And then I segue into, you know, the kind of service that we will offer. And then at the end of it all, then I will just tell them our, you know, our sessions are $150 or whatever your session cost is. And then I also tell them if you're offering any specials, be sure to tell them that. Because by the time you give them the cost of your sessions, they already will have an idea of, you know, the logistics and how much and all that. And if they have been seeing a counselor or a therapist for counseling, most people will come back with, wow, that's very reasonable for an hour and a half. And so usually it's not so frightening. Anything to add over there, Meredith?
Yeah, I agree completely. I think it's so important to give some information that gives some value to the amount of money that you're going to eventually tell them that they're going to pay for what they're getting. I mean, money is relative. And so if you right off the bat just throw out a number at them, if they don't know what kind of value they're getting for the money, then, you know, you're going to really question whether that is a worthwhile amount to spend. But if you really spend the time with the person and, you know, give them more details and let them know how we're different. You know, certainly no one wants to badmouth anybody else and say that anyone else is doing it wrong, but we want to say how we are doing it right. And when you give them that information, then, you know, for the most part, the number that you throw out there is going to be much more palatable than if you just throw it out right off the bat.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much. And how do you handle it? Just, you know, for people out there that might be wondering about the Banyan Hypnosis Center, how do you handle it if after all that time that you spend talking with them, then you do give them the amount and they say, well, that sounds like it's too much. I'm sorry. I don't think I can afford that. What do you say?
Well, you know, usually I just tell them, look, you know, this is a process. And you basically what we do is we help you, you know, get to the issues and neutralize whatever issues that you want to get resolved. And sometimes I'll say, you know, how long have you had this problem? Most of the people that call us are usually people that have already been to every everyone, you know, else for talk therapy, or you just name it. They've been to all kinds of, you know, therapy services, and usually hypnosis is the last stop. So I usually say, you know, can you tell me a little bit about how long have you had this problem, blah blah blah, and I just say, you know what. If you've had this problem, you know, say for the last 5 to 10 years, it certainly is not something that happened overnight. And we certainly can't do something, you know, help you resolve this issue overnight. It will take a while to uncover. And the process that we use basically will get to the root of the cause and help you neutralize so that you can then be able to resolve the issues that you want to work on. Does that answer your question?
That does. And part of it is really just knowing that what we have is valuable and what we offer is actually, you know, overall much less expensive than what most people would go to apart from hypnosis, right?
That's correct.
You know,
That's correct.
They were going to a traditional psychotherapist, mm-hmm. you know, they won't be able to tell them how many sessions it will cost and, how many sessions it will take. And it certainly could take quite a few sessions before, maybe even years before they can have the same kind of resolution that typically our five-path process gives them.
That's correct. And you know what's so great about this is we're able to give them a ballpark, you know, some kind of an average as to how many sessions it would take. And of course, we always say that, of course, you know, everyone is different. Some people, you know, for the four, you know, 5 or 6 sessions that I, you know, quoted may be enough. And for some people, they may need additional sessions. Just depends on how complex. Because what we do is some, you know, what I call peeling the onion. You know, we get to the bottom of things. And sometimes as you peel the layers, some other stuff might come up, and that would require additional sessions. So if you're up front and open and let people know what to expect, you know, people are going to be a lot more trusting in you.
Yes, I agree. I think that if you really give them a lot of information up front, then you've answered even more questions than they even thought to ask. There is that rapport that is built with that process.
That's right.
Yeah. And so you've basically already answered the question, you know, how many sessions? Is there anything that you wanted to add to that when someone says, okay, how many sessions is this going to take? Or do you feel like you've said what you want to say about that?
Yeah, I think basically I just tell them that it's a process. I let them know from the very start that what we do is a systematic approach and as a process. Basically, every session is different. Every session prepares you for the next. And so, you know, sometimes you'll get someone that says, you know, can I just try one session? And, you know, at that point, then usually I'm a little bit firmer because as five pathers, we know that we have a process, you know, there's many phases to cover, and that one set session wonders basically don't work for us. They may feel good, they may have hope after the one session, but it doesn't really take care of the problem. So, you know, what I do is I just tell people, it just sounds like maybe you're not quite ready to make this commitment. And, you know, when you are ready, please, you know, be sure to call me back. Here's my number. We're ready for you. But, you know, give it some thought, because I'd rather, you know, let you save your money rather and you know, not waste our time just doing a one session rather than, you know, we prefer to have you come in for the whole complete process.
Perfect. Yes, I like it. One of the things that I usually explain to people is that, you know, the best way to go about it is to, you know, everybody has a laundry list, and to go ahead and list that laundry list and then pick the one thing that's going to make the biggest positive impact on their life right now. And, you know, I'll want to hear what you have to say about this too, Maureen, but they usually are pretty easily can identify what it is that they want to work on first. And so I'll say, great. So hypnosis is most successful when we focus on one thing at a time, and it's quite possible that when we neutralize that problem, when we find the root cause and neutralize it, that we will also knock out some of those other issues that are on the list. But sometimes there are multiple root causes, and so sometimes there are, you know, additional sessions required to deal with the other issues that might be on your list. And so what we'll do is we'll go through the process and we'll just see what happens. And if you decide at that time that you'd like to conquer other things on the list that are yet unresolved, then we can go ahead and do that. But it'll be totally up to you.
That's exactly right. You've got it. You nailed it right, because that's what I do. You know, when people do tell me that they have a whole list of stuff, and I say, well, you know, you just give me your priority. What's most important to you to achieve right now? It's like I had someone that called yesterday who was interested in stop smoking and building their self-esteem and self-confidence. And, you know, I say, well, usually, you know, stop smoking is something that we usually work alone with. Which is more important to you? And so they decided that, you know, self-confidence would be the thing they want. I said, great. And so we work with that first. And I said, you know, sometimes when you take care of one issue, then maybe giving up smoking is going to be a lot easier, too, later on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what if somebody says, okay, I hear that you do this particular systematic approach, you have this process. Now, do you actually say 5-PATH to clients?
No, I usually just tell them that we have a systematic approach. It's a process that we use, and it's in several phases. I don't go too technical with it because, you know what, when people call, they already don't have much of an idea what hypnosis is, and I give them the basic information or general information. You get too technical, they're going to get overwhelmed, then they're going, oh my God, I don't know if I want to come to you. It's too complicated.
Yes, exactly. I agree. And so what if they say, well, what if I just want to try hypnosis and I don't want to commit, you know, to this whole thing?
Well, you know, I mentioned that earlier, too. It's when I tell them that it's a process. What we do is in many phases. Every session prepares you for the next. No two sessions are the same. And, you know, when they say just want to try one session, I usually am very firm about it. It just, you know, I said, you know, it doesn't sound like you're quite ready to make this commitment. And maybe we need to wait until you're ready. And you'll be amazed that, you know, human nature is really funny. When you start to take something away, all of a sudden they're very committed. You know, so I've had that happen many, many times when I say, you know, maybe you're just not committed right now. We should just wait until you're ready. Give me a call back. And they'll come back with, no, I really want to do this. How soon can I get in? So you see the turnaround. It's kind of funny because, and I think sometimes people hesitate to want to commit to the sessions is because they're not sure. They're a little skeptical. They're not sure. But when you start to pull it back, you're basically showing them, you know, I'm not after the dollars. You know, I'm looking out for you. I want to do what's best for you. And our process and the systematic approach is the way to go. But if, you know, we just don't want to take your money just for one session. So when you do something like that, it also gives you a little bit of a, you know, makes them believe in you a little bit, and it gives you some trust too.
So then if they come back and they're persistent and they say, but I really just don't want to book 5 sessions. I'm just not sure I want to book 5 sessions right now.
You know, then I don't book them. I don't book them. Because I tell them, look, you can go ahead and book the 5 appointments. And when you come in, and even if, let's say after the first session, if you feel that that's, you know, this is not for you, or the therapist is not a good fit for you, we can always switch them to another therapist. Or, you know, everyone has that prerogative when they come in and they decide that, you know, after the session, it was not the experience they wanted or whatever the reason. I said, you know, we'll give you your money back for, you know, the rest of the sessions, because usually we offer a package deal too. So if they pay for the package at the up front and they decide after the second session or whatever it is that they don't want to continue, then we give them back the rest of the refund for the sessions not used.
Perfect. And so the next question might be, well, what if it doesn't work?
Well, you know what? That's a very good question. And a lot of times, most people will ask, they don't usually ask if it doesn't work. They'll ask, do you guarantee? Do you guarantee your sessions? And I tell them, I'm sorry, we don't guarantee. Does your doctor or your lawyers guarantee that you're going to get well or you're going to win a case? You know, because there's a human factor involved. We just can't guarantee. But I can tell you that we offer you the very best service that we offer at our center. And if you're willing to make that change and you're ready to make that change, we can definitely help you. And we've been in service for, you know, last 14 years, and we've had very, very happy clients, and we've had good results, very consistent results. And, you know, that's about all you can tell them.
Yes, beautiful. I like that. And so sometimes I find that clients ask the question, how can you help me with hypnosis? How do you actually help me with hypnosis?
Okay. Well, that's kind of a very, very general question. I can tell them, okay, let's say if somebody says, you know, I have a lot of, I have low self-esteem. How can hypnosis help me? And so what I tell them is, look, from all our experience, we've been able to help a lot of people with low self-esteem or low confidence. And with the kind of process and the therapeutic techniques that we use, we've been very successful because we are able to get to that root cause of what's causing you to have low self-esteem and low self-confidence. Because with kind of the work that we do, we're able to go back there and get to the events or the emotions that's triggering this and neutralize it. After we neutralize it, and then you will be able to, you know, gain some of that confidence and build on that.
Beautiful. And so another question might be, you know, I think a lot of people wonder this because, you know, I think with the internet these days, Maureen, people will go online and they will research something before they actually call. And so some people find all kinds of little tidbits of information out there. And so some people might ask the question, do I have to relive my childhood with hypnosis? Do I have to do that?
Okay. Well, what I do is I just tell them, you know, we're not sure where, you know, with hypnosis, where that's going to take you. You know, if your issue has something to do with your, you know, when you're younger, it'll take us there. We just don't know. You know, with hypnosis, basically, with the kind of work we do, we will take you back. And if it's in your childhood, it'll come up. And if it's not going to go there.
Yes, beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. I tell people, you know what, the way it works is I am your guide. And so, you know, our sessions are not scripted. And when we work together, I'm not quite sure where we're going to need to go to resolve this. You're going to take me there. And so I really can't tell you, but what I do know is that the process that I use works. And then I do know that we do need to get to the root cause of the problem to affect long-lasting change. And so we're going to go wherever we need to go to resolve this.
Exactly. And that's great, you know, because not too many people will ask about it. Only very few people that are in search of, you know, of getting healed or getting the results that they want would have been doing a lot of research, and they would know about age regression and more details about it. And when those people ask me more details about age regression, then I will explain it a little bit more in depth. But to the general public, I don't get into it very much, because I find that if you talk too much about age regression, and if you have someone that has a lot of skeletons in the closet, it's going to scare them away and they don't even want to come near you. So it's best, you know, you kind of touch very lightly on it. Unless they ask you a lot of specific questions, then you explain it.
Good. Yes, I agree. You know, Maureen, does anyone ever ask you, you know, what if I can't be hypnotized?
Well, you know, I said that's a very good question, because we get those questions a lot. And what I do is I tell people that, you know, what we've found is that anyone of normal intelligence can be hypnotized. Anyone that can follow instructions. And so it's very interesting, because you get people that are very intelligent, or people that are high-powered executives, or people that are very successful in the business. They think they cannot be hypnotized because they have too strong of a mind, or whatever they want to call it. But the minute you say, you know, anyone of normal intelligence can be hypnotized, boy, do they be, they are quiet immediately after that.
Yes. I agree completely. I love that. And mm-hmm. I got that from you. And thank you so much for that, because I say that with every single first client call.
Yeah, and that's great, because they don't question anymore after that.
Yes, you're absolutely right. They don't. And so do you find that people ask, you know, am I going to be losing control? You know, how am I going to be vulnerable? Something along those mm-hmm. lines.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell them, you know, I said, sounds like all you know about hypnosis is from what you've seen on TV. And that's very normal, because most people are only exposed to hypnosis from watching TV and all the entertainment shows where you feel like your mind is being controlled. And this is why we ask you to come in earlier, like a half an hour early on your first appointment, because we do show you a video about hypnosis, what it is about and what it is not. And that helps eliminate any of your fears or misperceptions you have about hypnosis. And then I'll tell them, you know, hypnosis is not mind control. And basically we're in and out of hypnosis you know, during the day, and we just don't realize it, like highway hypnosis. I'll describe being on the highway, driving, and not even thinking how to get to somewhere, especially to work. You get in the car, and the next minute, you're there. Or you're watching a movie, and you're crying, or you're laughing, but you don't even stop for a minute and say, you know, that's just a movie. Why am I getting so sucked into that? I said, that's kind of a hypnosis, too. And I say, and you're totally aware and alert. I said, all hypnosis is focus attention, so that we tell your conscious mind to basically take a break, and your subconscious mind is who we're going to work with.
Yes, perfect. I agree completely. And so, you know, what I find is that sometimes people ask, you know, I've had hypnosis before, how is this going to be different? You know, maybe they went to somebody 10 years ago, and luckily they are still looking for something else. And they can tell by talking to you, or they can tell by the website, that the process that we use is a little bit different. And so they're still willing to venture, but they're a little bit reticent, a little bit hesitant to go there. How do you handle a client like that?
You know, this is what's so neat about this profession. Hypnosis is just such a wonderful profession that, you know, we have had so many people call us and come in for session. People that have had bad experiences with other hypnotists, and they're still willing to give it another try. And so there has to be some element of good for hypnosis for these people to keep giving it a try, even though they've had a bad experience. So what, you know, I tell people is, like, you know, what we offer is cutting edge. We are very up to date. We have a process that gets to the root of the problem. I said, maybe the last hypnotist you went to, I'm pretty sure, because the most hypnotists out there do direct suggestions only. And, you know, it's a system that works, but we find that it's temporary. And so, you know, what we offer is more of a permanent change if they're ready to do that. And that's what we're very good at.
Wonderful. Maureen, it is time for us to wrap up this episode. Thank you so much for joining us today. It has been lots of fun. I'm absolutely certain that you've helped lots of people who have been doing hypnosis for a long time to brush up on some of, you know, the information about how to answer the phone, and helping certainly new people in the field to have a better understanding of how to answer the phone. Next episode, we're still going to work with Maureen, and this time we're going to get into some details about scheduling and how to schedule properly so that you can manage your books, manage your time the best way that you know how. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you, Maureen. I'll let you say goodbye to everybody.
Thanks, Meredith. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye-bye. So thank you for tuning in. Please do go to calbanion.com to view this and view all of the information below the screen right down there. And we will definitely see you next time. Just a quick tribute. We're going into the American Independence Day this weekend. And so I just want to give a little salute to all of our heroes out there that are working hard, fighting hard to keep the peace. And thank you. Thank you for everything that you're doing out there, all of our soldiers. And this is Meredith Locker with Hypnosis Etc. signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.